With Shavuos just a few days away, I wanted to talk about an inyan in Hilchos Talmud Torah, and that is, at what age are you supposed to start teaching your child Torah? So we think that there's a Mishnah that talks about this. The Mishnah says, when it talks about the ages, they're supposed to start the various different topics of learning. The Mishnah says, Ben Chamesh Lamikra. Chamesh Lamikra, Ben Asara LeMishnah, Ben Yud Gimel LeMitzvos. So it sounds like 5 years old is the age that you start teaching Chumash, which is a reasonable age, especially if you're in Israel and you speak Hebrew, speaking Hebrew. So 5 years old is very reasonable in terms of reading, in terms of cognitive development. Makes a lot of sense. And Rashi says it's not just a matter of cognitive development. Rashi says, we learn this from a pasuk. Rashi on the Mishnah says, Dechsiv, it says, it's a little bit of a play on in terms of the source. It doesn't really talk about a child, but it says on regarding fruit, a fruit tree that's Arla, Bashanar Avias Yeh Kol Priyo Kodesh, the fourth year regarding a new fruit tree, the fruit should be designated as Kodesh. Rashi explains that you teach him the Osios. And it continues the pasuk, Vashanar Chamishis Lehosif Lachem Tuasah. On the fifth year, you should eat the fruits, and then bracha you'll get is lahosif lachem tuasa. And Chazal Darsh and lahosif lachem tuasa, lahosif doesn't just mean that Hashem will give you a bracha of tvo, but lahosif also means to stuff something up. Hashem, you should stuff up your son when he's five. That's a drasha. It's sort of like an asmacht. I don't think it's literal meaning of the pasuk clearly, but he quotes this pasuk to say that when a child is 4 years old, you teach him the letters. When a child is 5 years old, you stuff him up with learning, with content. And that's when you should start teaching Torah, when he's five. 4 years old for letters, and 5 years old for teaching Torah, and it makes a lot of sense. It matches cognitive development, so that's great. The problem is that that's a Mishnah, but we have a Gemara. The Gemara in Ksuvis, and perhaps also in Bava Basra, says the following. Gemara in Ksuvis talks about how old should your child be before you start teaching him. And there the Gemara says, Batzir mi barshis, less than 6 years old, lo sekabel. He's not going to accept, or you shouldn't force him. Once he's 6 years old, then you could force him, and you should stuff him up like an ox. Stuff him up like an ox. You know, when you want to feed an ox, you want to shecht, if you have an ox, you're growing them for, you're raising them for meat. So what do you want to do? You want them to be hefty and strong, and you want to have more beef for the same, if you have an ox, get more pounds of a flesh from it. So you stuff them when you feed them. You don't just let them eat. You stuff them. You stuff in their mouths to force feed them, so they become bigger oxes. So that's what the Gemara says. When they're 6 years old, before six, you shouldn't try to teach your kids. Once he's 6 years old, you should stuff them and stuff them and stuff them. And it happens to be true that children at that age have are sponges. They're really receptive. They could memorize vast amounts of information at that young age. So then we have an interesting line. Abai says, Amri li aim. My mother told me, which is so funny because his mother, he was a yasam. So Amri li aim, maybe before his mother passed away, or maybe he's referring to somebody else. His adopted mother, maybe that's why he's quoting her specifically out of Hakar Satov. So he quotes his mother, Abai quotes his mother and says, Bar Shis Lamikra, when he's 6 years old, you teach him Chumash. Right? Clearly not like what we just said in the Mishnah of Avos when it says Ben Chamish Lamikra. Here it says Bar Shis Lamikra, when you're 6 years old, teach a Mikra. But listen to the next three words. And Bar Asara Lamishna. Now, we know Bar Asara Lamishna. We know that from somewhere. That was also a line in the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos. And Tosfos makes the following point. When we look at the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos that lists the various ages, and it says Bar Asara Lamishna, that you have to be 10 years old when you talk about Mishnah, could you tell me what that 10-year-old means? Does it mean the 10th year? Meaning after he's 9 years old, he already entered the 10th year of his life? Or does it mean 10 full years, which is what you and I call colloquially a 10-year-old? Because remember, from the first 364 days of a child's life, he's zero. So when he's one, he's one full year. So when he's 10, he's 10 full years. When did the 10th year begin? Once you're 9 years old and a day, that's the beginning of your 10th year. So when it says Tosfos, when it says, Ben Eser LeMishnah, Ben Eser LeMishnah, what does that mean? Does it mean when he's 9, into the beginning of the 10th year, or when he has completed 10 full years of life, which is what we call a 10-year-old. So Tosfos says, well, in the Mishnah talks about Ben Yud Gimel L'mitzvos. We know what a bar mitzvah is. What's a bar mitzvah? Is a bar mitzvah into his 13th year when he's 12 years old? No, bar mitzvah is when he completed 13 full years of life. But Shlosh Yisrael L'mitzvos means when he completed 13 years of life, and he's what we call a 13-year-old. If that's the case by a 13-year-old, so what did the Mishnah say before that? Ben Asara L'mishnah must mean when he's completed 10 full years of his life. If that's the case, Tosfos points out, when Abaye says right before a 10, Asara L'mishnah, right before that he said Ben Shesh L'mikra, it must be when he's 6 full years. So if that's the case, Tosfos says, we have a stira, because this Gemara seems to be saying, Abaye seems to be saying, that he has to be 6 full years old, meaning what you and I call a 6-year-old. And the Mishnah in Avos says that when a child is 5 years old, you teach him Mishnah. So we have a contradiction between this Gemara that says 6 full years and a Mishnah that says 5 years. 5 years old. So that's a contradiction. So Tosfos, elsewhere, Tosfos ben Basa, suggests the following. Tosfos says that let me just add one bit of information. There's another Gemara somewhere else, but Bava Basra says that when should you teach your children? You should teach him 6 if he's machnis no so, you bring him to the cheder, kiben shesh, kiben sheva. When he's 6, when he's 7. So what's the question? Well, 6 or 7, which one? Tosfos says, no, 6 or 7, meaning if he's strong, he could handle it when he's younger, then he could learn when he's 6, send him to cheder when he's 6. If he's weak, then he sends to cheder when he's 7. Ah, Tosfos says, with this in mind, I can understand that contradictory chazal. I had one chazal that says 6. The other chazal said 5. And now we have a Gemara that says 6 or 7, and we understand to mean, if he's strong, then he could do it at 6. If he's weaker, then he does it at 7. So with that tool, that we see the distinction between 6 and 7 is based on strength, how much a kid can handle. So then how could we now answer up that contradictory chazal, the Mishnah, that says that you're ben chamish l'mik, once he's 5 years old, you can teach him, says Tosfos, when he's bari legamri, when he's very healthy. So what we come out with is that we have a contradiction of chazal, 5 or 6. Tosfos says, it depends on how healthy he is. If he's 5, he's a hardy kid, he could handle it, he could withstand it, he could send him off to yeshiva, and not be with his mommy, and he could have his own, he could eat his own, you know, lunch packs from home. He doesn't need, food to be served to him by his mommy. So, he's a 5-year-old, okay. Ben chamish l'mikra. If he's a normal kid, then you can't do that early. You have to be 6. And if he's a weak kid, and he's very, can't put himself together, and is all discombobulated, and needs somebody to feed him, so then you have to wait till he's 7. That's what would seem to come out from Tosfos. Now, the Chasam Sofer has a little bit of a take that's a little bit different. The Chasam Sofer, I saw these Marim Makomas brought together by Rav Yochanan Sofer, the Admor Me'erloy, in a Sefer, and I'm assuming he's a grandson of the Chasam Sofer. So I'm assuming that's why he's quoting his Alter Zeda, the Chasam Sofer. The Chasam Sofer suggests the following. The Lashon of Chazal, when it talks about a kid learning when he's 6, is like, it's Lashon Chazal is like this. Machnisin oso keben sheish. What is the word machnisin oso? Where are you bringing him? Well, it doesn't just mean you're sitting down with your son and you're learning with your son at the dining room table after Shabbos lunch. Machnisin oso means you're enrolling him in yeshiva, you're enrolling him in cheder. So it says the Chasam Sofer, there's a difference between sending your son to yeshiva and you, as a father, learning with him. What should be the difference? What's the age of starting a kid? When is he ready for? What a chazal hold is the mental readiness, the cognitive readiness to learn? Says Chasam Sofer, no, it's not just a matter of cognitive readiness. It's a matter of not just how strong he is. Says the Chasam Sofer, it depends if there's someone to take care of him. Meaning, if you send him to yeshiva. You send him to yeshiva, there's no one to take care of him, he'll be weak, there's no one to make sure he has a lot of, he drinks milk every morning, and to make sure that he eats healthy foods and gets his protein, he'll just if he's by himself in yeshiva or somewhere else in yeshiva, there's no one to make him healthy. So then, machnisin oso, then he has to be sheish. Machnisin oso, meaning you're sending him away, or you're sending him to a yeshiva, or you're enrolling him in with a cheder rebbe, then he has to be older, six. Oh, when the Mishnah talks about how old is a child, when there's a mitzvah of Talmud Torah to teach your son, that's you and your son, then you start teaching him when he's 5 years old. So the Chasam Sofer is saying is that there's a distinction between giving him to somebody else's hands to teach him as opposed to you teaching him. And the difference is not in his cognitive readiness, but rather the difference is, could you make sure, could you be on top of his health situation and make sure that he's taken care of? And if it's you, then you could do it at an earlier age. If you're gonna have to, if you're giving him over to a cheder rebbe where he's not gonna, the rebbe will have to look at other kids and might not be able to take care of all of his physical needs, then machnisnos, the lashon machnisnos, say sending him to a rebbe, that would be taka a year later at 6 years old. Yeah.
If he's able to repeat your sound, your enunciation, and if he's able to point, could he start learning aleph bays earlier?
So as far as aleph bays, that sounds like from what we mentioned earlier, that even aleph bays could even start at four. But in general, you know, I know child psychologists, they say, I'm not a child psychologist, but I think there's an understanding that certain stages of mental development that you could waste many months trying to get a three-year-old to read. And do it in 8 months. But if you wait a year, he'll be able to get to the same result in about a few weeks, because the mind is more ready. So is there a mitzvah to try to do it early? I don't think so. That's why Chazal is telling you, not early, you know, letters at four, and then after that, you know, again, you could teach a kid to read when they're three. You know, maybe you could teach a kid to read when they're three, but it will take many, many, many months for the same achievement. We have a child psychologist here. Is that... that makes sense? Okay.
He's got knowledge.
He's got knowledge.
He's got
knowledge.
He's got knowledge.
He's got knowledge.
He's got knowledge.